Good morning, Lagos. This is Dr. Weba Boor on Power Solutions on Nigeria Info 99.3 FM. This is the show where we talk about the solutions to our power problems in Nigeria and not the problems themselves. So we're looking for the future. We're looking for the day when songs like that no longer need to be sung. So this morning we have Wale Ajibade. He's the CEO of BlackBit Solar. He is an investment banker who has become an impact investor who is now trying to help us solve the power problem in Nigeria. So good morning, Wale, and welcome to the show.
Good morning, Weba, and thank you for having me.
You bet. It's great to have you here. So let's start with understanding your journey. You know, we talked about, before the show, we were talking about how you got here, and you were an investment banker, and eventually you're now selling solar systems to Nigerians to try and solve this problem. How did that journey happen? And in fact, how did you become an investment banker to begin with?
All right, so I have an engineering background. I studied mining engineering, and I grew up in Kaduna. And one of the things that I did in my early days as an engineer was providing water to rural areas in Nigeria under Ruatan 1 and Ruatan 2, which is Rural Water Sanitation Project. That saw me providing over 1,000 boreholes across rural areas in the north of Nigeria, cutting across Zamfara, Kaduna, Kano, Kogi State. And, you know, sometimes when the things we take for granted, like water and power, when you see the joy that comes from a community that has not had water before and you're providing them a borehole, you know, and that left a lasting impression on me. But fast forward, I moved to Lagos.
Were you a youth corporate when you did that, or was...
No, I was an engineer, properly working as a mining engineer.
Got it, okay.
And then I moved to Lagos, and in search of greener pastures.
So you stopped chasing impact, you started chasing money, is that what you're saying?
Yeah, so okay. I then became an investment banker, and I did that for about 15 years.
Okay.
And essentially, as an investment banker, what we do is we buy and sell companies, and... Part of the projects I worked on in 2009 to 2013 was the power reform project, when government was selling the old NEPA or PCN asset, as it were. And by the time we successfully concluded an acquisition of one of the distribution companies, the first thing we realized was that there was no power
for them to distribute.
Exactly. And we then tried to think of what is the quickest way to increase you know, the power production, and that's how we dabbled into solar. We began to research the renewable energy space, and solar happened to be the quickest to deliver in terms of energy access ramp up, and that's how we got into the solar space.
Okay.
And initially we were going to be doing utility scale. We reviewed the market, we saw the opportunity. Over 80 million Nigerians don't have access to power, and most of these people are in rural areas. And the easiest way to reach out to those people is not through, essentially, not necessarily through a utility scale or a mini grid. You have to use different combinations. And one of the easiest way to reach people directly is through solar home systems.
Right.
And that's how we began to look into solar home systems.
Okay.
And that's how we started providing solar home systems to rural areas.
Okay. So before we get to talk about now more specifically your company, let's go back to the role you played in the acquisition of one of the discos. Now, you're an engineer, an investment banker, so obviously data is something, you live on data, you work on data. And my understanding was when those acquisitions were made, there wasn't really a lot of data to go on. So how did you guys make the decisions? How did you make the recommendations? And then what did you find after it was done?
Interesting, interesting question. So data was available, and we did do due diligence, but essentially when you're taking over a government asset, right, until, in any acquisition, until you get into the company, you really don't know the scale of the problem.
Yes.
You know, so we had data, and on the basis of those data, investments were made, but when you took over the assets, the reality hit you. you know, in terms of the terrain, metering, and all of that. So, and then the available power. So what it was, and at the time in 2013, by now the projections were that will be around 40,000 megawatt generation.
Oh, that was what was projected at that point.
That was the projection, and we're nowhere near there.
We haven't added almost, we've added 500 megawatts.
Yeah.
Right.
So those are the realities of the power situation in Nigeria, and that's why it's important that solar comes to the rescue and other forms of renewable energy that can reach people directly in rural areas and peri-urban areas.
Right. And now you talked a bit about initially looking at solar like utility scale. And I know that, you know, there were, I think, 14 projects,
yes,
IPPs. Were you involved in any of those, the solar IPPs?
Well, we very quickly, because of our knowledge of the industry, took a decision not to go to utility scale.
Mm-hmm.
We understand the value chain,
mm-hmm.
but our approach is let's gain competence at the home level, at the household
mm-hmm.
level,
mm-hmm.
Do FHS for 1 to 3 years.
Mm-hmm.
And once you have adoption and acceptance of solar, we can now begin to look at utility scale.
Right.
And we've also gained technical competence to understand how to manage a utility scale solar
mm-hmm.
system.
Okay. So now that's a perfect segue into talking about your company, Blackbit Solar. So my first question is, where does the name come from?
Interesting. So Blackbit, you remember I said my background is mining engineering?
Yes.
And so black is the color of crude oil.
Okay.
And bit is a drilling bit for, which is made of diamond, and that's the strongest element on the mole scale of hardness.
Okay.
So essentially it's a combination of black crude and strength.
Okay. All right. And then solar,
yeah.
Okay. And that's light.
Okay. Well, essentially, the company is Blackbit Energy Limited,
okay,
and our focus is on renewable energy, looking at solar
right.
and hydro.
Okay.
So for the solar business, the brand name is BB Solar.
Okay.
Hydro is still in the pipeline.
Okay. Right. Unfortunately, hydro is in a lot of pipelines. At some point, hydro will also be part of the solution. So, but let's talk about the solar business. So, you talked about solar home systems and so on. How does your business work? What are the products you're selling? What do customers need to know about what they can get from you?
Okay, so first of all, we're a distribution company. We carry different brands,
mm-hmm.
and the reason for this is because we looked at the entire landscape of original equipment manufacturers, and we wanted to select the best products that meet global lighting standards that have 2-year warranties. And we decided that rather than try to make our own product, let's distribute products that are credible,
mm-hmm.
original, will deliver on what it says it will do. I'll digress a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
Solar has been available in Nigeria for quite a long time, but people have had bad experiences,
mm-hmm.
Because it doesn't work or people vandalize
mm-hmm.
the systems. So it was important for us to get products that were made by credible manufacturers, and we distribute them, and that's how we got into the business as a distributor.
Okay.
Currently we are distributing Azuri Solar TV,
mm-hmm.
which is a 50 watt panel, comes with a 24 inch TV, 4 lighting points, a top light, and a rechargeable radio, and this is good for most rural homes.
Mm-hmm.
We also distribute Sun King products, and Sun King has a range of products
mm-hmm.
from solar lamps to solar home systems that
okay.
can serve either an individual or a family of five.
Okay. All right. And so when you're distributing those, are there BB Solar shops, or what's your distribution channel?
So our distribution channel is we primarily use agents and installers that are based within the locations. So if we're in a local government, we're going to have agents in that local government at different wards
mm-hmm.
that can market the product directly to the individuals. We also have two showrooms, one in Abuja and mm-hmm. one in Lagos.
Okay.
And we have an operational center in Ikeja where we have a call center that does customer management and agent management.
Mm-hmm.
But a lot of the work is done on the field.
Mm-hmm.
So we ship the products to the agents
mm-hmm.
and the agents distribute them.
And the agents work for you, or they're kind of on their own on commission?
So we have the agents. We own the agent network,
okay.
but the agents earn a commission.
Okay.
But in each local government, you have an agent manager
okay.
who works directly with us and manages the agent.
Right. And so, and where are you currently operating? Where can people get your products currently?
So we're in Ikorodu, we're in Efe, we're in Sagamu, we're in Obafemi-Ode, that is Mowe. And we're now starting 5 new local governments in Lagos State in July.
Okay.
And by the end of this year, we'll have covered the whole of Lagos State in terms of agent network, product distribution, hub point. But as it were, people reach out to us,
mm-hmm.
and we're able to still deliver anywhere within Lagos State.
Okay.
But again, because of the nature of off-grid locations, they are more of clusters, so mm-hmm. we tend to focus on clusters within the local government.
Okay. All right, so right now, basically anyone in Lagos, if they're interested in one of the products that you distribute, they could contact you and go to one of the centers and access the product.
Yes, please.
All right, and how do they contact your company?
So we're available on online, www.bbsolar.com.ng. We also have the customer service number, 09099-0441, I think.
Okay, his team will get the exact number. And then you're also on Twitter.
Yes, we're on Twitter as at BlackBeatSolar.
Mm-hmm.
We're on Facebook as well at BlackBeatSolar.
Okay.
And
okay, so okay, and maybe if you can give that number again.
So the number is 0909-099-9941.
Okay, maybe give that one more time.
0909-099-9941.
All right, so people of Lagos, if you heard that, they're operating in several parts of Lagos, and they'll be covering the whole state within a few months. So if you want one of their products to power your house, take it off-grid, definitely get in touch. But I'd like to hear more from you now about how your customers have evolved. You mentioned about that there's this problem in Nigeria of sort of the view of solar is that it may not work, because that's kind of the experience we had growing up here with solar. So have you seen an evolution in your customers? Are they believing in it more now, or is it still a pretty difficult sell?
So for every customer that has tested solar, they never want to look back.
Mm-hmm.
Once the product works, we have positive testimonials. And the truth is, people tend to complain about the product pricing
mm-hmm.
in terms of the initial upfront payment.
Mm-hmm.
But once they buy the product and it delivers on what it says it will do,
mm-hmm.
We have happy customers. Feedback is fantastic. People then want to scale up.
Okay.
So for instance, somebody who has just a 4 lighting system
mm-hmm.
wants to use that for 4 to 6 months
mm-hmm.
and is happy with it. He wants to add a fan, he wants to upgrade to a TV product.
Mm-hmm.
For those that have the TV product, once they have used it for close to 6 months,
mm-hmm.
they then begin to ask for an upgrade. And
right.
So we're essentially seeing satisfied customers, customers are beginning to even refer other people because they now have a better knowledge, they understand energy efficiency,
mm-hmm.
and the fact that the system, you know, they are also beginning to see the benefits of pollution.
Mm-hmm.
One of the things I say is, while it's renewable energy, for us in Nigeria, it's not even the renewable aspect that is the key selling point.
Mm-hmm.
It's the fact that we don't have power.
Exactly, yeah. Here it's not just a choice, there isn't power anyway, so let's at least use renewable when we, you know. Right. So, talk about then the products themselves. So you said there's an upfront payment, and then they pay over time. What does that structure look like?
So one of the challenges that we earlier on identified was the initial cost of acquiring the system.
Mm-hmm.
So what we do now is we have a pay-as-you-go package where you pay 12,000 naira, you can get a system,
mm-hmm.
and you get 1 week free top up,
okay.
and then you pay 2,500 every month,
okay.
or you pay 19,500 and you have 4 weeks top up, and then every month for 30 months you pay 10,000,
okay.
or you pay 2,500 every week,
okay.
and you have power, you have TV,
mm-hmm.
you have satellite TV, and all of that.
Okay. And are most customers, are they now, I guess some of them already maybe own a small generator, are they using this to supplement that, or is it often just replacing the generator and they're now totally on solar?
A good percentage are totally cutting out the use of generator.
Mm-hmm.
And just to draw an analogy, so in a place like Pakale, that's completely off-grid,
okay,
the average, you know, if you have a generator, you spend about 1,000 every day.
Oh, okay.
But what we found out is, it's not even the 1,000 that is the issue, but the cost of fuel, you have to go to a filling station to buy that fuel.
Right.
And it costs about 300 naira
to get there,
to get to the filling station.
Yeah.
You know, so for people like that that have bought the system, they have just almost totally gone off their generators.
Mm-hmm. And what happens to those generators once they stop using them? Do they sell them? Is that a source of income, or what happens?
We haven't looked into that, but I think we would ask these questions in our next customer survey.
Right.
So we have an idea of what to do with those generators.
Right. So now, as you're expanding in Lagos and across Nigeria, how do you decide what new communities to go to?
So what we do is we part of our market entry strategy is that we do market access. So we identify location. We do preliminary feasibility study on that location. We ask questions. We engage with the community. And once we see it as a viable location, we then start by recruiting agents.
Okay.
Now, one of the other pillars of BB Solar is that we are creating impact within the communities that we operate in. So we are providing employment.
Mm-hmm.
We are creating job opportunities for women and youth within those locations. So we then recruit agents, we train the agents, we train them both on installation and selling, and then we do a market storm and we begin to distribute within the location.
Okay, all right, and I assume that once you start in a new location, people get quite excited.
Yes, they do. This is radio, but if you go on our Twitter feed, you will see some of our customer testimonials. You will see our solar bus. We have a solar bus that goes around Lagos with BB Solar on it.
Okay.
If you see the bus, you can stop them, ask them questions. They will educate you on the product, and they've already the product on display.
Okay. All right. So now, as you're building this business, I mean, obviously we know that the starting a business in Nigeria is not easy. How has it been for you? Has it, you know, there's a lot of support I know in this sector. Has it made it a little easier for you, or what have the real issues been?
So when we started looking into solar in late 2016, it was quite nascent. But from 2017 onwards, there's been a lot of support from government, from donor agencies, from all on, you know. And the support that we're looking at, before we go into the business, is awareness. So this program, for instance, creates a lot of awareness about solar energy. People can call and ask questions, and that customer education is being done. Now, to the business side, there are different areas that we look at, and we see them as challenges, and we try to tackle them and solve those challenges. From an operational perspective, managing agents, you know, getting them to get up in the morning and go and, you know, prospect customers. There's a view that Nigerian youth are lazy. We don't think so. We just think that it's a lack of opportunity. Now, we found out that once we give agents opportunity, the enthusiasm that we see in them is really great. The feedback that we get from them is also fantastic. And the business is built around the agent. And we think that in terms of agent management, we want, you know, state government, local government, to create youth programs that encourages the youth to learn the art of solar installation,
right,
solar fields, and that is one area that we need support in.
Okay.
From an overall business perspective, again, those challenges, I think they are ebbing away. So things like duty on solar panels, the government is actually making good strides in dealing with those issues. And overall, I think government themselves have actually come to realize that solar is the life saver for energy in Nigeria. And, you know, all arms of government are doing what they need to do to improve that.
Okay. So, Zainab, maybe you could, we're going to go to the phone lines. Maybe you can share the numbers.
On 01277 0993 01-277-1993, 01-277-2993, and 01-277-3993. This is Nigeria Info. We are listening.
All right, so I'm still on the air with Wale Ajibade from BB Solar. We're talking about his company and the products they have in Lagos and the rest of Nigeria. And so you were just talking about how the government has really gotten behind you and the industry. What are some of the programs that the government has in place that are benefiting you and that eventually the customers also benefit from? Before you answer that, we actually have a call. So Zainab, if you can... Okay. Hello, good morning.
Good morning.
Can you please give us your name and tell us what your question is?
Yeah, my name is Samuel. I'm reaching you from Badagry.
Okay.
Yeah, please. I want to ask your guest there. He talked about a different panel. And his first one is 19,000. And what about the actual payment of it? How much will it cost? Actual payment. And what can it power? The one of 19,000 in first installment.
All right.
I think you understand my question.
Yes, I do. Yes. So the okay. Total cost of the system is 300,000 naira. You pay 19,500 to acquire it, and then over 30 months, you pay 10,000 every month or 25,000 every week. Now, the system, it comes as a kit. So you have a television, you have four light bulbs, and you have a radio and top lights. And it can charge four phones at the same time.
Okay.
And the solar panel size is 50 watts.
All right. Okay, thank you. So let's go back to that question about the government programs.
Okay, good. So one of the things that government is doing through the Rural Electrification Agency, REA, is the Energizing Economy Initiative.
All right, we'll come back to that. We have another call. Hello, good morning. Good morning.
Yeah, morning. Good morning. My name is Ken Starr.
All right, Ken, where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Lekki area.
All right, so what's your question this morning?
I want to ask, in case the man wants somebody to be the distributor, will somebody have to drop money or it will cost the best?
Okay. Thank you, Chancellor. Very good question. We don't require any money from our distributors. You don't need any upfront investment. You just come to us. Okay, Chancellor, you've gone on, but if you're hearing me, you just call the number. You come for training. We'll train you. We'll train you on the product. We'll train you on installation. We'll train you on marketing. We'll train you on community engagement. And we're already in the Bejuleki area as well. So we look forward to hearing from you. You can call our customer care number 0909-990-9941 and ask them that you want to be an agent or a distributor. Thank you.
All right, great question. So you keep getting interrupted. So you're talking about the REA?
Yes, so the REA has a number of programs to deepen solar energy in Nigeria. You have the Energizing Economies Initiative.
Mm-hmm.
You have the Education Initiative. Under Energizing Economies, they're powering a number of markets using solar. They've done area market.
Mm-hmm.
They've done the market in Sule, I think. And then for education, they are powering about 9 universities.
Mm-hmm.
And then they also have some output-based funds for solar home systems.
Okay.
There's a mini-grid acceleration program. And all of these programs, some of them are in pilot phases. But over the next 1 to 2 years, you will see an increased adoption of solar energy in Nigeria because of this initiative. I think that's the biggest initiative by government at the moment, and it's working very well.
Right, and it's quite innovative, and it's something that, you know, often we don't think of the government as being such a partner, but in this case, I think they've been a great partner to the industry. All right, so now, as we're looking forward, speaking of government, right now, you know, we still don't have, I don't think we have an energy commissioner in Lagos, and we don't have a power minister yet. So if you got the chance to, you know, advise the new, whoever, whenever they come in, what would you advise them to do to continue to unlock the off-grid sector and change the power narrative in Nigeria? What would you advise?
So I think at the federal level, government have taken the bull by the horn. I think that continuity is very important. There's a special advisor to the vice president on renewable energy. I think the technocrats within those spaces should be kept for continuity. In Lagos State, Lagos has a number of programs that, if the policies are connected, would also assist the renewable energy sector. The Lagos State Employment Trust Fund is creating employment for a lot of youth.
Mm-hmm.
They send them for training. They've done the AGDC after graduation development course. We are working with them as well to train youth in Lagos State to have solar installers and agents, and we're also recruiting from the pool mm-hmm. of staff that they have trained. Now, if we connect the LFTETF program with the Ministry of Power mm-hmm. in Lagos State, and we come up with a state energy access program,
mm-hmm.
I think that would increase very quickly the diffusion of solar home systems in Lagos State. It will reduce the bottlenecks that we get when we go to local government and the local government doesn't understand what we're doing. So I think a synergy between MDAs, ministries, department and agencies, and the commissioners and the ministries
mm-hmm.
would also help in you know, increasing the awareness of solar energy.
Right. Okay, thank you, Wale. So I think you're helping to set the agenda for whoever gets in those offices. But before we go, we're almost out of time already. It always goes so quickly. And Zainab is very strict. She's like a headmistress. So just a final question. In 3 years, you know, is there hope at the end? Is there going to be, what is it going to look like in 3 years in terms of power for Nigerians?
From a grid perspective, it looks very bleak. We think that solar is what will change the game in Nigeria. And my vision and what I think the vision for the industry should be is that over the next 3 years, we should see at least 1 million connections,
mm-hmm.
and that will then begin to make it a viable play for investors and a good business case for other long-term investors.
All right, so there's light at the end of the tunnel, and Wale Ajibade from BB Solar is very much at the center of that. So he gave the numbers and he gave the contacts for how you can reach their company, and they're available across Lagos. So they're part of the revolution, and thank you for being on the show today.
Thank you for having me.
And Lagos, people of Lagos, I look forward to hearing from you and talking to you again next week as we talk about power solutions and bringing light to Nigeria. Thank you very much.